Children are the world's most valuable resource and its best hope for the future. John F. Kennedy. Prologue. When Humans and Technology Collide. I am sitting on a hard, cold bench. My back is against a concrete wall in a police briefing room somewhere in South Los Angeles, in a neighborhood known for gangs, crime, poverty, urban decay, and, 20 years ago, brutal race riots. It is 4:45 in the morning. I haven't eaten anything for hours. Not a wise move. My stomach is churning, a combination of hunger, jet lag, and apprehension. LAPD Lieutenant Andrea Grossman begins the police briefing and explains how, in an hour or so, a special task force will be arresting the biggest human trafficker in the United States and one of California's most wanted. About 40 law enforcement officers will be involved in the operation, a team of experienced professionals pulled from the FBI, Homeland Security, Internet Crimes Against Children, ICAC, the California State Police, and the LAPD. And then there's me, the one person at the briefing without a gun. Only sworn officers are allowed to carry them. Back in Ireland, where I'm from, it is rainy. The spring drags on, gray and wet. I think about my cozy office in Dublin, my library, my desktop computer, and my quiet academic life. Except my life is not so quiet lately. Over the past decade, while establishing myself as a forensic cyber psychologist, I have traveled the world to meet with other experts in my field, conducted research, worked with law enforcement, attended conferences, and given hundreds of talks, seminars, workshops, and presentations. The field of cyber psychology is new and still emerging, and each year it draws more interest. The sense of urgency is escalating. I think most of us who work on the front lines can feel it, along with a profound sense of loss of control. Our lives are changing, and human behavior is evolving. As a cyber behavioral scientist, I believe this is because people behave differently when they are interacting with technology than they do in the face-to-face real world. Some changes have occurred so quickly that it has become difficult to tell the difference between passing trends, still evolving behavior, and something that's already become an acceptable social norm. In this book, to make things simpler, I will be referring to face-to-face reality as real life, or the real world, to set it apart from cyberspace, although I am fully aware that what happens there can be as real as anything. New norms created online can migrate to real life. So what happens in the virtual world affects the real world, and vice versa. Whenever I am asked to talk about my work, I start off with the formal definition. Cyber psychology is the study of the impact of emerging technology on human behavior. It's not just a case of being online or offline. Cyber refers to anything digital, anything tech, from Bluetooth to driverless cars. That means I study human interactions with technology and digital media, mobile and network devices, gaming, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, AI, intelligence amplification, IA, anything from cell phones to cyborgs. But mostly I concentrate on internet psychology. If something qualifies as technology and has the potential to impact or change human behavior, I want to look at how and consider why. Time is not on my side. My work is always in a race with technology. This presents a major challenge to how academics normally study a phenomenon. As scientists, how can we possibly keep pace with the tech changes we are seeing in our lives, in our behavior, and in our society? A good longitudinal study, which looks at human behavior over time and allows a researcher to make conclusive scientific statements, can take anywhere from a couple of years to a few decades. That's several lifetimes in tech terms. And given what I've seen already, particularly the new norms that are rapidly being created due to an accelerated form of socialization that I call cyber-socialization, I don't think we should sit around waiting for answers. The good news. Some aspects of internet psychology have been studied since the 1990s and are well known and documented. The effect of anonymity online, or perceived anonymity, is